necessarily reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Communications.
Hi, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's toll free, 888-677-9673. Join the conversation live with Pastor Al. And now, here is your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and I'll be with you until 2 o'clock here this afternoon, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Hope you'll be able to join in with the conversation. Even we've got the telephone lines open at 888-677-9673. That's toll-free, 888-677-9673. If you'd like to give us a call today, we'd love to hear from you. And if you got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, that telephone number, 888-677-9673. Let's go ahead and start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air this morning, this afternoon. I just pray that you bless the program, help it to be a blessing, encouragement to somebody today. And we do pray that things that we talk about could be useful in helping people be persuaded in their heart the truth as to the truth of the Word of God and their need to trust Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Bless now, we pray. Use this program for your glory, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, certainly a beautiful day here in northeastern Ohio. Enjoyed nice temperatures. Nice to have a little rain last night, though. We needed that. Yesterday, at some point during the day, got a little rain, and that's good. The plants and the garden and stuff needing that quite a bit. But it's been kind of a nice summer overall. Hasn't been too bad. A little chilly on the chilly side there. And I think in about another 5 years or so, people will be talking about global ice age coming again, with some of these record cold temperatures that we've had here in the month of August. But that's not what I want to talk about today. Today, I want to hit a couple of things here. And I was looking at several things happening in the news and caught between several things I wanted to talk about. And I settled on this one here to start with here today. As soon as I can figure out where I put it here, but the guy involved in the WikiLeaks scandal, I believe it's Bradley Manning, and he has come out saying that he believes that he's actually should be called Chelsea Manning, and that he's actually a woman trapped in a man's body. And now he has been found guilty and busted down to the role of private, and he is now gone off to serve time at Fort Leavenworth there in Kansas, military prison, and for leaking secrets there to the WikiLeaks website. Now, since he's been convicted and sentenced, he is now claiming that the Army should allow him to start hormone therapy immediately, and then that we, the taxpayers, should pay him to get a sex change operation because he's really a woman trapped in a man's body. And I'm sure this is going to upset somebody here talking about this today, but this whole idea of these people, I once heard somebody claim that they were actually a female homosexual, lesbian, trapped in a man's body, and that's why they were attracted to women, even though they were physically male. And even though most people would have called that heterosexual, they said, oh, no, I'm actually a lesbian trapped in a man's body, and that's why I like women. And you get this crazy law in California now that's going to allow students in the California schools to basically decide what gender they want to be today. And if people don't think that junior high or high school boys are someday going to say, you know what, if I claim today that my gender is female, I get to go into the girls' locker room, I get to go into the girls' restroom, and people can't stop me. If you don't think that's going to happen, do a little survey of the news online, and you'll find some things that'll shock you. People doing just that sort of thing on college campuses, various other health club facilities and things like that. I'm trying to think of one. I think it was up in Washington State. I may be mistaken on that earlier this year, where a man who thought of himself as a woman was walking around completely naked inside the female locker room at a college swimming pool, and he would recline in the sauna with no towel or anything, and some people were shocked when their young girls were in there, saw a naked man walking by in the female locker room, and when the woman complained, the woman actually was the one who got in trouble because she was infringing on the rights of this person. Because this person identified as a woman, and so therefore, even though they are biologically male, they had to be supported in their choice of gender. And it reminds me, we're supposed to be all for equal rights, but as George Orwell observed in his infamous book Animal House, the statement, all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. And I'll guarantee that woman's right and the right of the children to be able to go into a locker room at a pool and to be able to change without being seen by men or without having to see a naked man, their right was certainly infringed upon. And as an aside, I've always wondered why it is that when there's a question of somebody going to be offended no matter what you do, we tend to offend or think that we should offend the most people rather than the least number of people. In fact, you'll see this every year at Christmas time, for instance, when one or two people will agitate about a nativity scene or something, even though the whole town wants it. And so the whole town gets to be offended so they don't offend those one or two that don't like the nativity scene. Same thing with the Ten Commandments on a school wall somewhere. One or two people get offended. And even though the majority of the people might not be offended and might want it, we've got to offend the majority of the people so that we don't offend one or two people. And there's no constitutional right to not be offended. And I think if avoiding offense is the main goal, and you're going to offend somebody no matter what you do, you want to offend the least number of people. And at any rate, I get a little off the subject there. But so here's Bradley Manning, who wants at taxpayer expense and to be changed into a woman, even though he's a man, while he's there serving out his sentence at Fort Leavenworth for leaking our nation's secrets. And we're supposed to reward him by giving in to his fantasy. And I said fantasy because I think it's a personality disorder, personally. And when you read some things about personality disorders, odd eccentric behavior, odd dressing, and things like that. And certainly in the past, people who claimed to be women even though they were men, or women who claimed to be men even though they were women, would have been singled out as, well, crazy. And they would have been put in therapy to straighten out their thinking. And I say, oh, that, well, we're beyond that now. Well, let me just take this to another level here and look at this way. First off, and it's in scripture here, in Proverbs chapter 15, the Bible says a number of things, and he says in verse 3, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. And then it talks about a variety of things. Verse 8 says, the sacrifice of the wicked is abomination to the Lord. Verse number 9 says, the way of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord. And then verse number 14, it says, the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. And if you go a little further over in verse number 28 here, Proverbs 15, verse 28, says, the thoughts of the wicked are an abomination unto the Lord. And then in chapter 16, it says in verse 5, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. And it talks about a lot of things about sin and about the heart of man. The Bible says the heart of man is deceitful and desperately wicked. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:25, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And so we understand the sinfulness of man and the sinfulness that's in our heart that causes us to do reprehensible things and sinful things. Remember, God created Adam and Eve. He created them male and female. You see that in Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2. And for Bradley Manning to suddenly decide that even though biologically he's male, he's got the XY chromosome and not the double X chromosome complement, which makes him a male. XY chromosome makes him a male. He's fearfully and wonderfully made, as the Bible says. And yet, in his heart, he has decided to go contrary to the way God has created him. And, of course, that's because of the sin nature. And that's because the Bible says that there is none righteous, no, not one. There's none that understandeth. There's none that seeketh after God. That's in Romans chapter 3, verses 10, 11, and 12. They're all gone out of the way. They're altogether become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. And so that's our natural state, sinful. Now, let me get back to something I was going to say here, talking about the fact that in the past, people would have called this individual crazy, and they would have said, you know, he needs therapy. He not therapy to change him into a woman, but therapy to get his thinking straightened out. And anybody probably remembers, if you're listening, the idea of the guy sitting in the insane asylum with the odd hat on his head and a hand stuck into his coat and calling himself Napoleon. And that's a kind of a little thing that's been around for a while. And people call themselves Napoleon. People say, oh, they're crazy. In fact, there was if you remember the old Bugs Bunny cartoons back in the 40s and 50s and all, I think this was in the mid-50s, there was actually a Bugs Bunny cartoon where Bugs Bunny wound up in France. And he was going at it with Napoleon, and Napoleon and Bugs Bunny are fighting back and forth. Napoleon's chasing Bugs Bunny, and as the cartoon's coming to the end, Napoleon is chasing Bugs Bunny, and two men in white coats show up, and one says to the other, "Hey, Pierre, here's another Napoleon." And Pierre replies, "That's the 12th one today." And then, of course, Napoleon says, "But I am Napoleon." And one of the men nods, "Oh, sure you are," as they're hauling him off to asylum. And Napoleon screaming and threatening the men and saying they're going to be executed. And as Napoleon gets hauled off to the asylum by the men in the white coats, Bugs Bunny looks at the camera and says, "Imagine that guy thinking he's Napoleon." Then he puts on a Napoleon hat, sticks his hand in his coat, and says, "When I really am." And he goes off screen playing a flute. And so we get this idea that you got to be crazy to think you're somebody that you aren't. And we see that little thing from a cartoon, how they the idea, so you're thinking and claiming they're Napoleon, would say you're crazy. They need to be locked up. Well, why is somebody who's biologically a man and genetically, in all shape or in all ways, a man, all of a sudden claiming to be a woman? Why is that less crazy just because society suddenly has said, well, we need to coddle this individual. We need to engage them in their personality disorder, and we'll make their personality disorder normal by just, I could get rid of murder in this country if I was elected, you know, king and absolute despot of the world. I could get rid of murder with the stroke of a pen. Very easy to do. I could eliminate all murder worldwide as a crime, the crime of murder. All I would simply do is sign a law stating that murder no longer exists. It just doesn't exist. It's just expressions of your own inward thoughts. And murder would no longer exist because I declared that it isn't there anymore. Well, that's crazy. Well, no more crazy than what we're talking about here. Oh, the heart is desperately wicked. And this is a rejection of God. It's a rejection of God's plan. It's the sin that's within us expressing itself. Let me give you another thought here. When I came back from the Air Force, I had spent 3 years in England. And 3 years in England, of course, I didn't see American TV, which I can't say that I missed a whole lot. But when I came back, it was at the time there was a program on called Alf. If people remember that, Alf was this fuzzy little guy from the planet Melmac that had a taste for cats. And he was living with this suburban family because he had crash-landed there or something to that effect. Well, I didn't know anything at all about this program. And when I got back from England, family and friends were saying, oh, hey, had any cats today? Well, watched your program last night. And I didn't know what they were talking about. People began giving me things, little pictures of this little fuzzy alien guy and stuff like that. Well, the reason is a lot of my family and friends refer to me as Alf, as opposed to Al or Alfred. They refer to me as Alf. And Alf was, the thing, alien life form, ALF, alien life form. So let's say that all of a sudden I started identifying with this alien life form, Alf. And I decided that, you know what, I really am an alien life form, and I need some therapy, drug therapy that'll promote excessive body hair growth, and I need some plastic surgery to make my nose twice as big as it is, and I need some other surgery to shorten my legs and my back so that I won't be as tall as I am. And I went around saying that I was from the planet Melmac. Well, you know, pretty soon, the guys in the white coats would have been after me, locked me up. People would have said, you're crazy. And I could say, well, you know, the idea of being an Earthling is only a construct of society. Who are you to say that I'm really not from Melmac? Who are you to say I'm really not an alien life form? How can you deprive me of living out my life the way I think it should be? But you see the idea there, just like with Bradley Manning, and just like this, it's what I want to be. It's what I want to do. And that I is an expression of my sin nature. You know what's at the heart of sin? I. You know what's at the beginning of iniquity? I. That's what got the devil in trouble when he said, I will be like the Most High. I will exalt my throne over that of God's, is what he was claiming. And when you begin focusing on I and allowing your deceitful heart to direct your path, well, let's just say you're crazy, because the Bible tells us that there's a better way. The Bible tells us that the sin of our heart can be dealt with and was dealt with by Jesus Christ when he went to the cross, when he shed his blood to pay for our sin. The Bible says by one man, that's Adam's sin, entered into the world, and death by sin. And we've inherited that sin from Adam, that sin nature. And we can have that sin dealt with. But you know what? If I said, I think I know a better way, I think that I can redeem myself. I think that I can achieve eternal life on my own. I think that I can make myself worthy of heaven. Well, again, there's the deceitfulness of the heart. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, the Bible says, but the end thereof is death. I can think I'm right. I can think I'm good. I can think I'm okay. I can think that I deserve to go into heaven. I can think I'm Napoleon. I can think I'm an alien life form. None of that makes it true. It's the fact of the matter is I'm lost in my sin, and I'm crazy to think otherwise. Let me give you another example. Let's say, okay, alien life form, that's kind of crazy. All right, let's go a little further back. Remember the little green men from Mars? Let's say that I decided that, getting all that fur and the big nose is too much. I'll just petition and have somebody permanently dye my skin green, and I'll graft on two stainless steel antennae on the back of my head, and I'll go around and say, really, I'm from Mars. I'm really a Martian. People would say, you're crazy. You're crazy for saying that. And they'd want to get me in therapy, have somebody try to straighten me out. But yet, when a man, who's obviously a man, who's biologically and genetically a man, says, no, I'm really a woman. I don't look like a woman, but that's what I believe I am. I think that's what I am, and you should agree that that's what I am. And you should allow me to go into the women's restroom and the women's locker room. You know what? That's crazy. And that's the society that we live in today. We live in a society that's abandoned God. And our society may be doing its best to run far away from God as quickly as possible. Our society may be doing what it can to corrupt God's word and to deny the truth of God's word. Society might be doing that, but you don't have to do that. You can come to the Lord Jesus Christ and allow God to open your eyes. And when Jesus opens your eyes through, God opens your eyes through the person of the Holy Spirit, and you begin to see yourself as God sees you, a sinner, steeped in your own pride and of self and I and all of that, and you think that you're okay. Anyway, when you begin to see yourself as God sees you and realize the depth of your sin and your depravity and just how far you really are from God and just how steeped in sin and how lost you really are and how deceived that you really are. And when you realize that and see yourself as God sees you and you turn to God and you realize from the Word of God that Jesus Christ died on the cross because he loved you while you're yet in your sin. He loved you so much that he willingly came to this world and went to the cross where he sacrificed himself on your behalf by shedding his blood to pay for your sins. Now, when you understand that, you understand there's nothing that you can do. You understand the depth of your depravity and your the deceitfulness of sin. And you realize that you really do deserve the wages of sin, which the Bible says is death. Not just physical death, though that's a part of it, but eternal death in the lake of fire for all eternity, as the Bible says. And you realize you deserve that because of your sin. And you're willing to say, you know what? It's crazy. It's crazy to think that I can save myself. It's crazy to think that I can earn my way to heaven. It's crazy to think that I'm okay. It's crazy to think anything other than I must trust the shed blood of Jesus Christ as the one and only thing that can forgive or cover my sin and redeem me. And when we throw ourselves upon the mercy of the Lord and we put our faith in Christ as our Savior, the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. When you see the depravity of your own heart, when you see the depth of your own sin, when you see the deceitfulness of your own pride, and you turn to Christ, and you beg for mercy, and you believe that he died for you and shed his blood to pay for your sin, you turn to him. It's not turning over a new leaf. It's not buying insurance. It's saying, Lord, I don't deserve heaven. I deserve hell. I deserve the lake of fire. But I want to put myself in your hands. I'm turning to you because you alone can save me and forgive me of my sins. And we accept what Christ did. And guess what? When we accept the blood that Christ shed and we believe that he died and was raised again the third day victorious over sin and death, the Bible promises us that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Not might be, shall be saved. That's confidence. That's a promise of God. Shall be saved. At that moment, God, not you, washes away your sin. God, not you, forgives you of your sin. God, not you, creates a new spirit within you. and God in the person of the Holy Spirit takes up residence in your heart, and then God begins to work in your life, changing you from the inside out, conforming you to the image of His dear Son. If you've never put your faith in Jesus Christ, if you're caught up thinking, I'm okay, I can get there on my own, I know better than the Bible, I know better, I know a way that God doesn't know. Remember, Jesus Himself couldn't find another way. He said, if there be any other way, but there is no other way. If you think you know better than God, humble yourself before God. Confess your sin. Admit to yourself deceit and say, it's crazy to think anything else. I'm going to trust Jesus Christ and Christ alone as my Savior and call upon the name of the Lord. And the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. I'm glad you're listening today. If we can help, come out and visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can contact Pastor Al by calling 330-659-6561 or by writing Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Pastor Al invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday night at 6. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express from 7 to 9. You can learn more about Pastor Al and the Bible Baptist Church online at live.maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation with Pastor Al this Sunday night at 11 p.m. and again next Friday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 1220 The Word. The preceding program has been sponsored by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield.
The preceding program's